over the past few weeks, Melbourne's been very busy with business events and a lot of stuff happening out at Jeff's Shed. During one of those events, which is AIM, I, with a group of other media, were invited down to the Abbotsford Convent, one of the venues that's available for Melburnians and visitors to run events. And there we heard some fantastic music. It turned out to be from a group called Bohemian Nights. And while I was there, I spoke with Ernie Gruner and his partner, Phil Carroll. And I've got Ernie on the line to talk about the Eastern European style of music that that we were listening to. G'day, Ernie.
G'day, Graham. Good to chat with you again.
Yes, indeed. And you're on the violin or the fiddle, and Phil was on the accordion. Is that a pretty typical setup for you guys?
Yeah, so that's the main thing we've been doing for over 20 years. We both sing, especially Phil. But yeah, the violin and accordion, that's been a typical sort of, you know, cafe or even concert combination for a long time. I think it probably started in the 20s. So, you know, images of French cafes or Italian places with a fiddle and accordion or a mandolin.
It certainly gave off an immediate vibe of when I saw you were called Bohemian Nights. I understood perfectly where the music was coming from. But you don't just play Eastern European music. You've got a bit of Middle Eastern music in there too.
Yeah, so, you know, originally we met playing, we met at the place called the BWAT, Multicultural Music Organisation in Melbourne, and I'd invited Phil to join my klezmer band, and he invited me to join his Middle Eastern band. But we play a lot of other music, so French music or Italian, Greek, and, you know, we can walk into a French restaurant and play for a whole night there, or an Italian restaurant, and so on. So, yeah, it's great. Melbourne's a great place for musicians if you're interested in lots of different styles.
Yeah, well, it's certainly multicultural Melbourne, and it sounds like you've got both sides of the Middle East debate under control.
Well, that's right. You know, but before all that, we both played a lot of other, you know, like Irish music, bush bands, and things like that, and we still do that. You know, play for a St. Patrick's night and so on, and so yeah, there's a lot of music around in Melbourne. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it really sounds like you've got a very diverse range of material. The track that we played just before was Bessarabian Serba. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Bessarabian Serba is a bit of a classic klezmer piece. It's Eastern European Jewish music, wedding music especially, party dance music. That's probably got a bit more gypsy music infused into it, because in the old days the klezmer bands often had gypsies with them so they could play more repertoire. And the serba is just a type of dance. So, you know, we actually are involved with running dances, not just bush dances, but we call them klezmer gypsy dances or just klezmer dances. And the serba is a type of dance which we, you know, teach people to do. So that's why it sounds like a dance, because it is a dance.
Everyone commented on the day about the style of music there. I mean, typically you would go to a lunch at somewhere like Abbotsford Convent, which is all very sort of Victorian and grand, and I guess there'd be a harp or something. But it was a joyous moment, the music, I must say. So thank you for that. Now, do you ever put more people into the band, Ernie, and, you know, build up a bigger sound?
Yeah.
Not that there was anything wrong with what you did.
Yeah,
but
glad you'd say that, Graham. Yeah, so, I mean, we've been playing, as I said, over 20 years as a duo, but we started off with bigger bands, which are still going in different ways. But, you know, if someone's going to hire us for a big wedding, whether it's Jewish or Italian or Greek or whatever, Aussie, whatever it is, then, you know, once you get to a couple of hundred people, duo is not really big enough. So we usually get a double bass player and a drummer, maybe a jazz singer and guitarist, and, you know, just build on the repertoire.
Right.
And
so you've obviously done some pretty amazing gigs. What's the sort of craziest thing you've had to do?
Craziest thing we'd like have to do. Well, I'd like to make up a story about jumping from a balloon, but that'd be a lie.
Right.
Yeah. So I still like to reminisce about a night when the two of us plus our friend Jen Hawley, who's a jazz singer guitarist, we played for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival for an outdoor event, where people were having dinner in a laneway in the middle of the city, and there was a screen showing a movie Big Night without the sound, just the just the audio.
We were
playing music from the movie, but also other Italian music. It's a fantastic movie about, two Italian chefs who come to New York and they reckon they're going to take over the place, and because they've got the original Italian cooking, and they're waiting for Louis Prima to arrive. Anyway, it's a great story. But yes, that was pretty special that night.
Yeah, I bet. Now, I was looking through the tracks you sent me to choose from to play, and I chose one that was a little more up-tempo, the Bessarabian Serba. But there was one there that I thought, I'd love to play it, but I've got a drive time show. If I had a sleepy Sunday afternoon show, I could play that one. It's called Gloomy Sunday. What's the story behind that?
I'm glad you asked, Graham. It's something that comes from our tours of New Zealand. We've toured New Zealand 7 times. The first time we toured New Zealand, I think we did about 15 concerts, and every concert, maybe bar one or two, people would ask us, actually during the concert or afterwards, can you play music from Gloomy Sunday? We didn't know what the hell they were talking about. So, we went back and borrowed the video or whatever you do, did back then, and there was some great music. So we learnt some of it, and it's on both our CDs. Have got music from that fantastic film. It's a Hungarian German collaboration, basically set in Budapest just as the Nazis arrive, and it's about a menage a trois. That's the that's the story. It's a great story, and there's a pianist who plays in the restaurant, and he's part of the menage a trois, he's a bit of a composer, and he writes this song. He's getting a bit sad, and he writes this tune, and it becomes very popular. And one day, an American recording executive or two come over just to listen because they've heard rumours, and they record him, and it goes viral, if that's the word. And yeah, it becomes very popular in America, other parts of Europe. Billie Holiday ends up singing it. It becomes incredibly popular. Anyway, so the movie is sort of the story of Gloomy Sunday, which is the name of the song.
And that's a true story.
It's a true story. The film takes some liberties, to make it more filmic. But the actual guts of the thing is there was a tune that was written in Hungary during the war, and it became incredibly popular. It's been recorded by a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. Now, you don't write your own music, do you?
No, but we tend to arrange things, or we might add bits here and there, and we interpret things, and maybe try and create them to a style that they would have been in. Not really a contemporary style, but something that's maybe a bit more interesting.
Okay, and what sorts of gigs do you do, Ernie?
Okay, so the original bands that we played in, the Klezmer band and the Middle Eastern band, they did mainly concerts. They did some weddings and functions, but as a duo, you're a lot more versatile and you can jump around a lot more in terms of style. So we ended up getting a hell of a lot of bookings doing wedding ceremonies, small receptions, parties, a lot of parties. And, councils would hire us to play for events, outdoor events, and so on. And, meanwhile, we're increasing, as we become better known, we'd also get more and more work in concerts and festivals. We've played at the National Folk Festival in Canberra, I think 4 or 5 times. We've been to Fairbridge Festival in West Australia maybe 3 times, and Signet Festival in Hobart, down in Tasmania maybe 2 or 3 times, et cetera, et cetera. So we've been around.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely great. So for people who are looking to hold some sort of a celebration or a commiseration or weddings, funerals, whatever you like, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the website is bohemiannights.com.au, or they can come and see us generally first Tuesday every month at the Budapest restaurant in Elsternwick. bohemiannights.com.au is the website.
And any upcoming gigs you're going to have listed on the website,
that's right.
Correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've got a Facebook thing also. Great.
We're going to include the track that you've kindly allowed us to play. It won't be downloadable. Most of our stories on SoundCloud are. This one won't, just to protect your work. And, Ernie, it's been great speaking with you, and thank you for entertaining us on the day, and thank you also for filling in any gaps that I had on Travel Writers Radio. Thank you.
Great to catch up, Graeme.